There's been a lot of changes in the TSP in the past couple of months. We'll get a status. We're getting a status report from Tom Trabucco. Automatic enrollment, a new website, the potential Roth option. They're working on putting that together. A busy couple months for the Thrift Savings Plan. Joining us for a status update on all of these things, Tom Trabucco. He is, of course, the Director of External Affairs at the Federal Retirement Thrift Investment Board. Tom, always a pleasure to have you here.
Hello, Chris. Good to be with you.
So let's talk about the website. It's been about a month since the website was out and operational. I know that there are always a couple of hiccups early on. How are things going now? Everyone settled down?
Yeah, it seems to be going quite well. Now, part of that, of course, is August, so a lot of people are on vacation.
Yeah.
But I think that people fairly quickly got used to our new website, and people are not shy, as you know, the people that what we deal with and you deal with.
Yes.
I did see this morning where we had moved our. I got notice of it this morning, but it was last week, I believe, when it was. We moved the. Rates of return to added a new place where they're behind because we were getting some comments from people over the webmaster was receiving these that they couldn't find where the rates of return were. And
right.
I think these are people who aren't people who check it daily. They maybe check in at the end of the month to pick up the rates of return when they go up and they couldn't find them. So we made an adjustment there, and that, of course, is the beauty of the website, that it's an eminently flexible tool where, you know, everybody can have it their own way, as
yeah.
they used to say.
Yeah.
And you can reset the thing up to bring in what you want to see. And that's what we're doing when we listen to listen to what's coming into the webmaster and see how we can make it tweaks here and there and make it more usable for people.
Well, and the great thing, you can also see real data and you can see how people are using it.
That's
and so
right.
you can check whether, you know, if traffic is going down on something like numbers, you can say, hold on, what are we doing that, you know, that why are people checking it less? Maybe is it something we've done?
Yeah, or maybe it's just bad numbers.
Yeah.
And people want to look the other way.
Yeah.
And it has not been a great August so far. In terms of returns, but we had something to play with there because July was terrific on returns. So that's the way it's always going to be in the markets. Or you can take the slow and steady approach with the G fund or the L funds.
And I'm going to have you walk through all the funds because there are a lot of new members. Automatic enrollment been going on for about a month now. I know we're still
that's
very
right.
early in this, and it's only been two pay cycles. But for those early, sometimes we throw out G funds. Can you walk through the different funds, what they are, and why somebody would choose one over the other?
Sure.
G fund, of course, government. Essentially, you're investing in the government.
That's right. It's the safest security available. Treasury securities backed by the full faith and credit of the government of the United States. Never has a bad never has a bad day. Always on an upward trajectory, although a slow upward trajectory these days because of the low interest rate environment. F fund, corporate bonds, other government bonds. That is a stable value fund along with the G fund. It can have negative months, however. It has done quite well this year, though, in a declining interest rate environment. And the reason for that is if you have bonds in your portfolio that pay a set rate, and then the new bonds that are being issued today pay a lower rate, you're ahead of the game
yeah.
because you've got you're paying higher than your bonds are paying higher than the market current market is paying. C fund, common stock investment fund, that's our S&P 500 fund.
Essentially mirrors the S&P 500.
That's exactly right. S fund, small capitalization, Wilshire Completion Index is what that is, fund is comprised of, which is the rest of the domestic stock market, and then the I fund, which tracks the IFA Index, European, Australasian, and Far East.
Essentially international stocks.
International stocks, that's right. Big international stocks. Then we have our five L funds, and these are the funds that are designed for folks who want to have an age-appropriate investment throughout their life cycle.
I call them the set it and forget it funds.
Set it and forget it. I love that. Automatic pilot also works, and it just keeps adjusting for you based on your investment plan and your age. age.
Essentially, you choose when you're going to retire, the year you're going to start drawing on those funds,
That's right, or close to it. I wouldn't,
Right, it's a give or take a year or two.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. On the automatic enrollment, which you mentioned just before this, I went to look. We're not showing any numbers yet because I don't even have August numbers yet. But I did see one number that jumped out at me in June of last year, which is when we started implementing this new legislation. It was signed in June of 2009. We had 4.12 million accounts, 4,120,000. In June of this year, we have 4,331,000, or a growth of 220,000 accounts. Now, what that reflects is, you'll remember, we did put in immediate employer contributions in June of last year. So now, whenever anybody is hired, they automatically start getting the employer agency 1% contribution, we call it, for the FERS employees. So that was put in place right away, and we advanced everybody's establishment of an account balance. Now, with the implementation of automatic enrollment back at the beginning of August, we are now putting money into those accounts. There was a 1% contribution going in from the agency before, but now there's 3% from the employee, and of course a matching 3% on top of that. So those 220,000 accounts were established basically as empty in June of last year, but now they're being filled up by the 3% contributions and the 3% matching, as well as the 1%.
There you go. Quickly, and we're just about out of time, but walk people through the Roth option, because I know you're working on this. It doesn't happen until when?
That's right. It'll go into place at the end of 2011. People will be able to elect with contributions beginning in January 2012. And we are working on it now already, and I'll tell you, it is the this is going to be a challenge to come up with something that maintains the simplicity that the TSP is known and respected for,
right,
and to put this in, because it does complicate things. Communications, you have to look at tax consequences when you're going to be comparing or deciding whether or not you want to go the Roth route or the traditional route. If we've got to decide if we're going to set up complete mirror images or allow certain decisions to govern other decisions. And what we're going at it is from the perspective of doing our best to keep it simple and understandable.
Yeah.
But it's going to be a challenge, and we're looking at what others have done out there, and some we see are awfully good, and some we see are not so good, we think, and we're just going to keep plugging away on them.
Tom Trabucco is the Director of External Affairs for the Federal Retirement Thrift Investment Board, the people who run your TSP. Of course, find the links to the TSP website. In fact, give the website, just in case somebody out there doesn't know what it is.
www.tsp.gov.
Thank you, Tom.
Thank you, Chris.
And next week, well, we're off on Monday, right? So maybe on Tuesday we'll do August numbers.
We should have them, yes.
Yeah, really want to do August numbers, but I guess we'll have to do that. I guess ignoring it doesn't solve the problem,
does it? No, there's always a day of reckoning.
That's right. Thank you. Thank you, Tom.